All right, everybody, please stay tuned, as in the next few minutes, you will hear another episode from SFC, A Walk with God. This podcast is brought to you by Soldiers for Christ Online Church. If you want to serve or have anything regarding joining or questions, please email us at soldiersforchristm@gmail.com. Again, that's soldiersforchristm@gmail.com. Please enjoy the episode. God bless. Hey, this is episode 17, guys, and what a wonderful day. You know, the weather outside on this Sunday is a little bit cloudy and rainy, but, you know, sometimes our life may get in that situation where things may seem a little dim, but we can always call on God because He's there for us, and when we do, you know, those clouds begin to fade away and the sunlight comes out and there's hope. Amen. And today we're going to be reading Proverbs 9, which speaks about wisdom and the power of it, but also the calling to understanding from wisdom. Well, there's a lot of circumstances where we think that this step is certainly the right step, and it's going to get us where we want it. But there's only one solution to our problems, and that is Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Can we get an amen on that? Amen. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's episode, as we're just going to talk a little bit about Proverbs 9, a little bit about, you know, building your house on a solid foundation. So I hope you enjoy episode 17 of SFC, A Walk with God, and we'll get right into it. Amen. Open your heart. Hello, guys. Well, I hope that you are having a great day. You know, this day is the Lord's Day, as it says in the scriptures. And, you know, what better way to kind of really get into the spirit of things than reading a proverb to get you started? You know, the Proverbs, as we've been discovering, have a lot to say about wisdom, honor, you know, all those virtues, etc. And we went through, you know, 8 and discovered that within Proverbs 8, wisdom is crying out, and also describes that it's higher than rubies and gold. So, you know, there's a phrase that says, anything worth having is anything worth getting. Well, when it comes to wisdom, that could not be any more true. Wisdom is a prize choice. And, you know, the reason why it's a prize, you know, it's not just a prize, but a prize choice, is because the choice is not always that easy. You know, sometimes it's really hard to make that choice if we're not committed. All right, well, today is Proverbs 9, and interestingly enough, it is one of the shortest proverbs in the whole book. Some would say it's a continuation of 8, because it actually starts out wisdom. So we can hear that Solomon is trying to point out, don't go after the foolish way. I mean, there is a diametrically opposed phenomena between the fool and the wise. And, you know, a wise person can't be a fool, and a fool can't be wise. It's just, like we said, diametrically opposed. And then, one of the things about wisdom is it's that kind of assurance that builds us up for the trials that face us in the future, or in the present for that matter. Amen. So let's go ahead and pray real quick and get into this wonderful proverb, since it's so short, and just commemorate our hearts and also consecrate them to God. Just give everything to Him and see what He has to speak to us today. Amen. Dear Jesus, we love coming to You and seeking out, as it says here in the Proverbs, Your wisdom. For Your ways are higher than our ways, Your thoughts are higher than our thoughts, and Your plans are those plans which will set us for a great future. We may not understand every step of the way, God, but You certainly are the way, the truth, and the life. We thank You that You died for us on the cross, and there's reason to live. There's reason to breathe. For without You, we would be lost. We thank You that we can put Your trust on top of our favorites list. And that favorites list is something that is what we most like about life, and that is You. You allow us to wake up each day when we don't have to. You keep our heart beating. And when we feel like we're almost dead, You tell us to tell our heart to beat again. Amen. There's lots of cool scriptures that You've given us. And I think in Proverbs 9, it's very special how short it is, but how concrete and compact. For as we lay the foundation for the words, and then compact, you know, and fill in those holes around it if there are any, so that we're strong in the faith. Amen. And dear Jesus, we thank You that we can turn to You in times of trouble. We pray all this in Your name and ask that You would allow us to gain what You want us to through this scripture. Amen. Amen. Well, Proverbs 9 starts out, wisdom hath builded her house. Now, isn't it strange how we were praying about, you know, foundation, etc., and then right there, it starts out 9, wisdom hath builded her house. So, that song, you know, build your house on the rock of His word, and Jesus will help you stand, is not altogether, you know, just a kid song, if you will. Kind of sounds kiddish, but yeah, I would, you know, play that song for my kids, you know, God willing, whenever I have them, any day. Then baby shark, doo-doo. Y'all know what I'm saying, you know. You know, something that is with meaning, and will help them even as they're growing up. But it's build your house on the rock of His word, and Jesus will help you stand. There's also, you know, the parable of the man that built his house Man built his house upon the sand. The rains came, the winds blew and beat against the house, and it fell because its foundation was not on a rock. And it was a parable of those that listen to Jesus and his words, and not just listen, but put the words that he speaks to them into practice. Is like the wise man, here again, on that path of wisdom, the wise man who built his house on the rock. The rains came down, the floods blew, the rains came down, the floods arose, the winds blew and beat on his house. But it did not fall because the foundation was of rock. Amen. So, if we take wisdom, listen to wisdom, and then actually put it into practice. Amen. Y'all hear what I'm saying here? Put it into practice. Then when trials come, temptation, you know, self-doubt, just all these winds and rains. And I don't know if y'all have ever seen a house or something that was built on a foundation of sand. One of the things about sand is when it gets wet, it starts to just slide. It can't, because of the particles, the large particles of sand, you know, it just kind of builds up, cakes up, but there's really no strength. That's why you have to add, you know, some sort of sediment and then rock, and the natural concrete, if you will, would be your sedimentary rock, because that's where everything comes in. And I don't know if you've ever tried to break a sedimentary rock, but it's very hard to do because it has all the minerals mixed in. So, taking that comparison of the concrete versus the sand foundation, you can very much see God's wisdom in that statement. So, it says, wisdom hath builded her house. She hath honed out her seven pillars. Now, for those that aren't aware, on a house, if you have an overhang on the roof, some houses, they do have the overhang, but they don't have a pillar, and there's problems later on. Those pillars allow, and it's all about how you build it, but the pillars do help, and they're evenly spaced. On the house that I lived in when I was living in Lorena, which is a little bit south of Waco from where I presently am, our house had, I want to say it was seven pillars. Or six, because it wasn't a really long section. So, four pillars. So four pillars, and they're evenly spaced. You got two, and then two on the other side. So the bigger the overhang or length of space, the more pillars. So this is obviously an endowed large house. When Solomon was writing this, he was also really good at building things. As you know, he built the temple. Solomon built the temple, and then there were the pillars. Those same pillars that Samson. Yeah. Because of his strength, just tore apart the pillars, you know, because he was chained to them, right? And, but whenever he, I found it interesting, whenever he gave in to Delilah, when she cut his hair, he lost his strength. Now, what's interesting to note is, you know, we always get upset at guys that have long hair or whatever. Only girls should. But right there, the long hair shows a symbolism of strength, of power, you know, with courage, etc. So whenever I see dudes with long hair, you know, I used to make a big deal of it. But, you know, we're all made in God's image. And, you know, people say Jesus didn't have long hair. I don't necessarily agree with that, because he was very strong, powerful individual. And if we look at Samson, who was a good man until he let Delilah, you know, lead him astray. And if you, when you go back and read that, it's pretty awesome. But I said all that to say that pillars are those parts of architecture which hold up a structure. And, you know, they hold it up strong. So that's why it says, wisdom hath builded her house, she hath honed out her seven pillars. Now, not only has she built the house, but she has seven pillars. So that is really strong. Because if you have seven pillars on the overhang of the house, you know, that's the roof. And so that's going to be extra strong. She hath killed her beast, she hath mingled her wine. She hath also furnished her table. She hath sent forth her maiden. She crieth upon the highest places of the city. I mean, she's echoing her name out. You know, come, come unto me. Seek wisdom and not foolishness. Whoso is simple, let him turn in hither. As for him that wanteth understanding, she hath said to him, come eat of my bread and drink of the wine which I have mingled. Forsake the foolish and live, and go in the way of understanding. Now, notice here how it says, for sake. For is another term of unsake, which is not a word, but you could say unsake the foolish, forsake the foolish, and live, and go in the way of understanding. So we're encouraged here, don't be the fool, but follow after wisdom, gain understanding, and you too will be wise in God's time. I've learned that so much going out through my life, especially having to deal with, you know, leaving my house, etc., and learning a couple things along the way. But God has been strong and, you know, shown me. I've learned things and continue to learn it. And I'm truly amazed, you know, as the song says in I am amazed by Philip, Craig, and Dean. It says, how great you are, how small I am, how awesome is your mighty hand, and I am captured by the wonder of it all. You know, a lot of times we are captured by that wonder. But remember, don't just be captured by it, but do something with it. You know, be active with it. You see God work in your life, share it with somebody and help them. And likewise, you know, be a beacon of hope for those that need it, but also allow God to further you deeper in the faith. Amen. So she continues on to says in verse 7, "He that reproveth a scorner getteth to himself shame, and he that rebuketh wicked man getteth himself a blot. Remove not a scorner, lest he hate thee. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love thee." I mean, the wisdom is always going to come out on top, right? It's like Ghostbusters and, you know, the Marvel superheroes, you know. "Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be yet wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of holy is understanding." So that's going to be our featured verse, Proverbs 9, verse 10. "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of holy is understanding." So that's really all you need to know. I mean, they could have just put that part as Proverbs 9, and that would have been enough to get you. I mean, because we know about wisdom, right? But when we follow this step, "For the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding." If we seek God, amen, if we say, "God, I don't know what I am doing. I don't know what is going on here. I'm lost. I need your help." And really seek after His will, we shall surely find it. Amen. Just like He goes after the sheep, the lost of the 99, so that He can have His full flock. You know, if we seek after Him, if we're lost, He's going to make sure that we are found. And also that His 99 does not go astray. Amen. "For by me thy days shall be multiplied, and the years of thy life shall be increased. If thou be wise, thou shalt be wise for thyself. But if thou scornest, thou alone shall bear it." A foolish woman is clamorous. She is simple and knoweth nothing. "For she sitteth at the door of her house, on a seat in the high places of the city, to call passengers who go right on their ways. Whoso is simple, let him turn in hither. And as for him that wanteth understanding, she saith to him, Stolen waters are sweet, and bread eaten in secret is pleasant. But he knoweth not that the dead are there, and that her guests are in the depths of hell." Amen. So, again, it's that strange woman. You know, she's just sitting there, wasting time, and, you know, not being profitable. That if you go that direction, if you are strong in the faith and you just choose to make that wrong turn, then that can define the rest of your life and bring you to ruin. Amen. I think it's interesting to note how like material, whenever you're sewing a dress, there's a pattern. And believe me, I'm not a great sewer, but there's a pattern, and you cut it out according to the pattern. But you can cut it out, everything, etc., follow. And when it comes time to sew, you are sewing, and you get going. It's all sewn up, right? But when it's time to really finish off the final touches, one wrong move and that dress is ruined. Or at the very least, you have to go back and renovate some pieces and restore it so that it is a complete, you know, complete and perfect offering. I think we can learn from Proverbs 9 that wisdom is a stronghold in our faith. And if we grab hold of that stronghold, grab God and say, not my will, but your will be done. And we put our wants and desires on the altar and let him take over. That we are renewed and restored in his name forever and ever. Amen. Well, there's a song, and I'm just going to sing one part of it. It goes, my faithful Father, enduring friend, your tender mercies like a river with no end, it overwhelms me, covers my sin. Each time I come into your presence, I stand in wonder once again. And when we say grace, think of wisdom too. Your grace still amazes me, and your love still a mystery. Each day I fall on my knees, 'cause your grace still amazes me. Amen. Your grace, God, still amazes us. Thank you so much for being there for us, for dying on the cross, and giving us the power to take hold of our wants and desires, lay them on you, and let you direct our paths. Amen. Thank you, God, that you are mindful of us and thinking of us and how you care. And how amazing it is to know that we have a friend in you, God. Thank you so much. Amen. Well, guys, I hope you really understand that God is there for us and wants to be that vessel to strengthen and, you know, tighten your hardware so that you can keep trucking along, you know. My brothers are truck drivers, and a lot of times, you know, sometimes the truck will break down, and, you know, in order to keep going, they have to stop, and, well, sometimes, the reason why they have to stop is because, you know, there's something wrong, and in order to get going again, they have to fix it. So, in our faith, and our walk with God, we must fix things before we move on. Amen. And the way we do that is by being wise and following wisdom because there's also an expediency that God expects of us too. And we need to be expedient and be ever vigilant as we walk the faith. Amen. Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll be coming into closing. And just remember, God has you in His hand. Stay in His hand. And your future will be bright. Amen. It's constantly something that is so amazing when I think about what the Proverbs has to offer. And every time we read it, we get something new, as we've been discovering. But also, the power of Jesus and what we can get from seeking His face every day, every step of the way in our lives. And as one of my brothers shared today in his morning sermon, that we are vessels molded by Jesus to display His majesty, and we need to walk our lives in such a way where that majesty is exemplified. Amen. So I think we got a lot out of Proverbs 9. If y'all have any questions, then you can email us at soldiersforchristm@gmail.com and we'll get to you. Or my phone number, 254-733-4171, and love to just talk with you if you need something, you know, if you're struggling. And yeah, because we're all friend to friend, we're here in the body of Christ. There's no problem too big or too small, and we're all here to help each other. Amen. So I thank y'all for tuning in today on episode 17 of SFC, A Walk with God. Be encouraged. Take heart that God knows everything that's going on right now in your life, and you just need to keep turning to Him. And if should something happen, don't move forward until it's resolved. Amen. Also, in that last song, it truly is a blessing, and I am amazed about how great He is, how small we are, and how awesome His mighty hand is. May we be protected by His mighty hand as we go forward into this next week. God bless y'all all. And we will be back tomorrow on episode 18 with Proverbs 10. Thanks for tuning in. Be strong and don't lose faith.